can burn steel.
If you get hot in them. Yeah, you can take a hammer and say a sharpener or a chisel or something. You have to dip in water pretty often, don't you? Burn the edge, get the edge red hot, and then take what's called take the temp right out of it. Salt it, but it won't cut it. Bell fast.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Metal has to be tempered, and tempered is a process of heating and cooling quick. Man, I know how to temper. Metal make it just put your what's called right temper in it. If you get it too hot, you'll ruin it. Make it too brittle, too soft, yeah. One.
When you're using a wet rock, do you...
When you're using a wet rock, you want to get too hot fast.
Because you're doing it...
Yeah, you do it by hand with a wet rock, or you would never get anything too hot with a wet rock. You put oil on the motor, make it cut faster. Put oil on a wet rock when you're shining with a knife. Chisel or something.
Tim, what do you call a thing that you drive now? You get in your... Say if you want to go somewhere, you get in your...
Car, automobile.
Okay. Say something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd have to...
Have it greased. Okay. I'd say all of it. Squeaking me down, something need greasing.
Okay, so you say that you had to...
Grease the car.
Okay. And say, if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
Greasy.
Okay. And if you, say if a door hinge was squeaking, you'd put a couple of drops of...
Oil.
Okay. What did you, do you remember what you used to burn in lamps?
Coal oil.
Okay.
Kerosene, what we all call it coal oil, the old nine word for.
Okay. Did you ever hear about making a lamp, say using a rag and a bottle and something?
Well, I've seen pictures of old nine lamps, rather. Used something, a wig, a rag or something, and put it down in the oil and on it, bring it up and burn that way. Sort of on the side of a candle, on a candle has a solid fuel.
But you never,
I never saw one used. Well, the lamp never had a wick. The cloth went down into the coal oil, come up, it fed it up, the coal oil would come up this wick and burn it to top.
Have you ever heard of a torch or being a made lamp or a grease lamp or a rag lamp?
I never heard of that.
That's something. Someone told me about some. You take some lard or something and
well, you could do that,
rag
yeah.
Or something. But
I never saw one. Don't know the most far back I remember they had lamps.
Okay. Okay, inside the tire of the car is the...
Tube.
Okay. And say someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time. You'd say that they were going to...
Launch it.
Okay. Do you know names for different types of boats? Like different shaped boats and...
Well, of course you got canoe and... barge and just...
yacht.
Yes, the yacht and a big boat, but then you got, of course, fishing boats and pleasure boats, but they're all just boats, I guess.
When you say fishing boat, do you mean one that's pointed at one end, or is it flat at both ends, or?
Well, really, what we call fishing boat around here, when I fish on these lakes, the side's not so deep, so it's easy to fish out of. Where a pleasure boat would be, they'd both be called pointed at the front, yeah. Of course, canoes are pointed at both ends.
Yeah. Okay, Sam, if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, here...
Put your clothes on.
Or you say, here, your...
Clothes.
Okay, how... What's that?
Here's your clothes.
Okay. If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Sample.
Okay. And she saw a dress that she liked very much, she'd say, oh, that dress is very...
Becoming to me.
Or very...
Pretty.
Okay. And a little girl might tell her mother, well, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even...
Pretty.
Okay.